Chief Executive of VicRoads, John Merritt. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Well, what happened and what's the disruption?
Well, look, unfortunately, this disruption is going to last for quite some time. We've got, obviously, a driver who's seriously injured, still trapped there. And with the police major collision team on the site, we know from previous major incidents there that they'll take quite some hours to do a thorough investigation of the incident. So at this stage, we'd expect this problem to not ease up until at least 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, dear. You'd hope, you expect to be right by the evening peak, though.
Look, at the last time we had an incident like this, it was cleared up. Assistant Commissioner Bob Hill and the team do work as fast as they can to gather the information. We've got the complication with this incident where the truck's sort of in two pieces, Neil, and part of it is hanging on over the median of the freeway, and that's why we've got the right-hand outbound lane closed as well, and there's just debris everywhere. So we've not only got chaos for incoming drivers, but major hold-ups for outbound as well. So, look, we're just keen to get the message out. If people can have to get in by this route, it's not going to be fixed quickly, and they may have to abandon their plan. In the meantime, the VicRoads traffic team have opened up all the green lights, the maximum they can on Dandenong Road. They'll do everything they can to push people through, but it is what it is, I'm afraid.
So what are the closures at the moment, specifically?
Well, we've got the police are allowing, I think, one lane through. It was when I was there about 20 minutes ago. But it's got to weave through quite a bit of debris, so it's a very slow passage. And then we've got the right-hand lane closed on the outbound. We've also had an incident at the corner of Warrigal and Dandenong Road, which hasn't helped us either, unfortunately.
And are you aware of the tunnel? I heard the left-hand lane, the Burnley Tunnel, was closed.
Yeah, they would be just slowing the traffic down into the tunnel just to make sure we don't end up with bedlam there as well.
Okay, so there's one lane inbound only getting through and one lane closed outbound, and this will continue till about 2 o'clock.
And look, it's hard to know because every investigation is different, but previous experience has told us it'll be until around then.
Okay, thank you very much. John Merritt, Chief Executive of VicRoads.